This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. China claimed 3 gold medals on the first day of the Tokyo Olympics on Saturday, and a cyclist became just the second competitor in Ecuador's history to top the podium with victory in a road race. As the troubled buildup to the pandemic postponed games gave way to the first full day of competition, China secured victories in shooting and weightlifting. The host country, Japan, celebrated its first gold medal of its games in judo, but saw fan favorites in men's gymnastics and swimming eliminated. 17 new COVID Olympic-related cases were also announced, taking the total number to 123, of which 12 are athletes. Organizers are also tracking the progress of a tropical storm heading towards Tokyo, with forecasters saying it could arrive on Tuesday. Airline flights have been canceled in eastern China, and cargo ships were ordered out of the area as a typhoon churns toward the mainland after dumping rain on Taiwan. It's forecast to hit the coast south of Shanghai on Sunday afternoon or evening. The Taiwan Weather Bureau said the storm had sustained winds of 155 kilometers per hour or 95 miles per hour as it moved northwest away from the island. No deaths or injuries were reported there. Rescue teams in India struggled through thick sludge and debris on Saturday to reach dozens of submerged homes as the death toll from landslides and accidents caused by torrential monsoon rain rose to 125. Western India is being hit by the heaviest rain in July in 4 decades, according to experts. Downpours lasting several days have severely affected the lives of hundreds of thousands, while major rivers are in danger of bursting their banks. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Thousands marched through Australia's 2 biggest cities in anti-lockdown protests Saturday, sparking violent clashes with police in Sydney. Dozens of protesters were arrested after an unauthorized march violated public health orders in Sydney, while several confrontations with police broke out during the hours-long rally. Officers were pelted with potted plants and bottles of water as opponents of Sydney's month-long stay-at-home order took to the streets in numbers. Thousands also crowded several streets in Melbourne after gathering outside state parliament in the early afternoon. The largely maskless protesters were breaking rules on non-essential travel and public gatherings a day after authorities suggested restrictions could remain in place until October. Hundreds of police responded to the Sydney protest, with several demonstrators pulled from the crowd in handcuffs by officers. Police say they issued nearly 100 fines and arrested 57 people. Organizers had dubbed the protest a quote-unquote freedom rally and publicized it on social media pages frequently used to spread vaccine disinformation and conspiracy theories. Equatorial Guinea Saturday slammed as, quote, unilateral and illegal British sanctions against the son of the country's veteran president, known for his widely extravagant lifestyle over corruption allegations. Britain on Thursday imposed sanction on the vice president of the Central West African country and the president's son for his involvement in misappropriation of state funds into his own personal bank accounts. The Foreign Office says he has made corrupt contracting arrangements and solicited bribes. It alleged he had splurged $500 million or 425 million euros on mansions around the world, luxury cars, and a collection of Michael Jackson memorabilia, including a $275,000 crystal-covered glove that the singer wore on his 1987 Bad Tour. But the vice president, quote, has not made any investment in the United Kingdom, according to the country, terming the measures unilateral and illegal. The sanctions, which provide for an asset freeze and entry bans into Britain, were taken as part of a global anti-corruption action by the British government that also targeted 4 other individuals in other countries on Friday. And the U.S.-led coalition in Iraq said Saturday a drone attack has been carried out on a military base that hosts American troops but did not cause any casualties. The attack coming with Iraq's prime minister expected to meet U.S. President Joe Biden in Washington on Monday to discuss a possible full U.S. troop withdrawal from his country. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.